The first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, of the Jewish people following the lunar calendar, having our own Jewish calendar. And even though there are many mitzvahs given in Sefer Bereishis, Pru, Revu, Mila, that was given to Yechidim, to Abraham and others. But the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael is HaChodesh of Moshe Chodesh, and it's the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. So the Gemara tells us that originally, when they used the Makadish, the Chodesh, Al-Piri'iyah, so they started with fires. That they used to make a fire, and the fire traveled, and therefore they knew when Rosh Chodesh was. However, the Kutim, it's like we have fake news today, they made fake fires. And therefore, the fire stopped. And therefore they had to stop the way through fires, and then they did it through shluchim. The problem was it was efficient, but the problem is it took 10 to 14 days, so people didn't know exactly when it was. So the people who were close, so originally when it was a Sveika Dedina, so people, it wasn't an Eretz Yisrael Chutz Eretz divide. Those places who live close to Eretz Israel, maybe by Egypt, if they found out, they only kept one day. And people in Israel who didn't find out, they kept 2 days. That's the way the original Takana worked. Until Hillel HaShani came along, and he fixed the calendar. So now we know exactly, there is no doubts anymore. So the Gemara says, if we have no doubts, so why are we keeping on Tav Shani? So it says, be careful to follow the minhag of your forefathers. And also, we don't want to be worried about, there's a calendar disruption, and we don't know when Yontif is going to be. So therefore, we kept the minhag in Yontif Sheni. People were saying, Eretz Yisrael, why not make a Yontif Sheni Eretz Yisrael? Because we're not afraid of calendar disruption. Some say we have a tradition that we know Torah won't be forgotten in Eretz Yisrael. So either way, that's the Gemara, that's the Bavli. What was the Takana? We'll have to come back to it. But that's a major debate between the Ritva versus the Rambam. The Ritva says it was a new geographical reality. And therefore, from now on, Israel 1 day, Chutz Laaretz 2 days. And the Rambam says no. The Takana was you keep whatever you previously, whatever your minhag was before, you kept now. So if you kept 2 days in Israel, you're still going to keep 2 days in Israel. If you kept 1 day in Israel, if you kept 1 day in Chutz Laaretz, you're going to keep 1 day. That's what we'll see. We'll get back to this major machlokes, the Rambam and the Ritva. So that's just some background info. So the Gemara tells us, in Psachim, I believe in Aleph, the Gemara discusses the issue of, so we'll discuss if a Ben Chutz Laaretz goes to Eretz Yisrael, and a Ben Eretz Yisrael that comes to Chutz Laaretz. Interesting enough, the Gemara only talks about in one direction. The Gemara only discusses a Ben Eretz Yisrael that goes to Chutz Laaretz. So the Mishnah says, in Pesachim, we follow the chumras of each makom. If someone has a minhag to, let's say there's a different minhag, whether you do work on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. So let's say you lived, your minhag was, let's say one lived in a town where their minhag was not to do work. And they go to a town where the minhag is to do work, so you follow your minhag, you can't do work. And if your minhag is to do work, and you go to a place where they don't do work, so a person has to be machmer in both directions. If the makam has a chumra or your chumra. So that's what the Gemara says. So a Ben Eretz Yisrael that goes to Chutz Laaretz, sits in Chutz Laaretz, they keep 2 days. The first Ravashi says, Daito Lag Zero. Of course, if you're moving to the community, then you can move on to those Minhagim. But if it's Daito Lag Zero, so therefore your original Minhagim remain with you. So therefore the Gemara says, if you're moving to a non-Jewish Yishuv, not moving, if you're visiting to a non-Jewish yeshiv, then you don't keep 1 day. However, if you're moving to a Jewish yeshiv, so then there is no chumras hamakom. But if you go to a Jewish yeshiv, so you can't do malacha because it's going to cause machokes, it'll be a zilzol for different reasons. So what type of malacha can you do? So the Taz says, only everyone agrees public work is prohibited, but the Taz says, but Bafsina, you're allowed to do work. And Rav Poskim, everyone else seems to say no. Even Bitsina is Asa, as Rav Shachter used to always say about his father, Melech used to always say about this person who used to come to, he came from Eretz Yisrael, and he did, and he used to turn on the lights, apparently, on Yom Tov Sheni. He didn't know this woman came over to him and said, you know, that guy who says he's so frum, he's not frum, he used to turn lights on Yom Tov. So therefore, he said, no, she probably meant Yom Tov Sheni, and therefore, he thought no one could see him the way the setup was. So that's what the pshat is, you can't do malacha mitzina because it's going to get out. So that's black and white. A ben eretz Yisrael and a Jewish yeshiv cannot do malacha. What about the opposite direction? So there's a avkas rachel, tshuva sefer, which happens to be none other than Rav Yosef Cairo, the machaber of the Shulchan Aruch, the author of the Shulchan Aruch. And he writes, the minig of Eretz Yisrael during his time was that visitors who came to the land of Israel would keep 2 days. He talks about, and they even used to make minyanim. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say, well, it's discarded or no minyanim, but the machaber, and the practice seems to be like the machaber, that they used to even make minyanim. And he says no one argues. Of course, someone argues. The Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi, Yitzchak Ashkenazi, he says you only keep 1 day. Aye, what do you mean? What about Chumras HaMakom? If you come from a place that keeps two, so you should keep two now. So he says, no, HaMakom Goreim. In fact, he says it's Baal Tosif. You can't keep another because it's HaMakom Goreim. He says, when you have a situation where you could choose, your town could pick and choose whether I want to be machmir on this minhag HaMakom or not, and you choose not to, that's one thing. But here HaMakom Goreim, it's not like I'm going to be strict now. I'm in chutzah, I'm going to start keeping trumas and maisos. That's not strict, that's silly. The mitzvah doesn't apply. There's no kedushas aretz. HaMakom Goreim, it's Eretz Yisrael which is creating the 1 day. Nothing to do with minhag HaMakom, and therefore he says very strongly one should keep 1 day, and perhaps if you keep 2 days, you're over Baal Tosif, you are adding to the Torah. However, as Rav Yoshev points out, his own son, Rav Yaakov Emdin, disagrees. But he wants to do a derech kavod to his father. He says, yeah, my father's saying, well, your svaras are very good, but the problem is, it goes against the Rambam. We pass it like the Rambam. The Rambam says it isn't HaMakom Goreim. It doesn't go by where you live. It's nothing to do with where you are. Because the Rambam Shita is, if you are at the borders of Eretz Yisrael in Egypt or somewhere else, and you found out right away, you keep 1 day. And even if you're in Chutz La'aretz, you keep 2 days. Like the only the places that the Shulchan go. In fact, the Briska Rav, they say in the Gula, which is 15 minutes from the Kotel, he used to keep 2 days misafik, or the Chazanish and B'nai Brak. So he says, of course my father's right, but in Tzvara, but we passing like the Rambam, and therefore he's wrong. And of course the Chacham Tzvi will say no. HaMakom Goreim, when we passing like the Ritva, like it seems we do passing like, and therefore HaMakom Goreim, and therefore you only keep 1 day. And as Rav Shachter likes pointing out, perhaps this machokes, the Ritva and the Rambam, it could be dependent on how you learn the Gemara. Is how you learn the nature of Yantav Sheni? Is it a minog or is it takana? So if it's a takana, that's like the Ritva. That was the takana, everyone in Eretz Yisrael. But according to Rambam, it's a minog. It's only a minog to keep Yantav Sheni because you follow whatever was done before. So that's the major dispute, the Chacham Svi versus Rav Yaakov Nemdin and Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef and Rav Yaakov and them feel strongly about 2 days. And the Chacham Svi feels equally strong about 1 day. And another opinion also, like the Chacham Svi, but for a totally different reason, Rav Shmuel Salant, who was a Rav in Yerushalayim, and he says you keep one. We'll see, in deference to the Machaber, he'll say keep a day, and we'll see that's where a day and a half is going to come in. But he writes, he says as follows, he says, Bizban Shabesa Mikdosh Kayam, when they were Makadish Api Ara'iya, the original was a Sveika Dedina. So what would someone who came, they lived in Kutzors, but they came to Eretz Yisrael during the time when there was a real Sveika Dedina, what happened? They only kept 1 day. You knew, it was knowledge-based. If you knew, you knew. And therefore, you kept 1 day. So certainly, if the original Takana was a Ben Kutzor, it kept 1 day, why would I make it stricter now? A Zecho Lamikdash, we go the way it was done before. That's the Taina of Yishmael Salat. The Rav Moshe Weinstein writes, that's not a Taina. He says, Enachinami, it's right, but it's Mancha based on Mikdash. When there's a real Sveika Dedina, so then we do say, that you follow, it's all knowledge based, and you would keep the 1 day. But once we made the new Takana, like the Ritva, it's a new geographical reality. So it's Israel versus Chutzlar, so it doesn't make a difference what you did before. So those are the two major Nakudas, is the issue of the issue of whether you say Hamakom Goreim or not, because of Kumris Hamakom, or do I say no? I say, or like Rav Yosef Salant's Taina. So we have the Shita of the Mechaber 2 days, the Chacham Tzvi 1, then we have, we mentioned Rav Yosef Salant 1.5. That seems to be the Brisker Mahalach. You see, the Brisker Rav even kept 2 days in Eretz Yisrael, out Suffolk. He says a Ben Kutzor that comes in, so he says, so they say, but the Rav used to, the Rav felt Meikar Adin, he thought the Chacham Tzvi was right, was more compelling. But he didn't want to go against the Mechaber, so that's where he came up with 1.5. And I heard from Rav Shechter once, that he used to tell Bnei Torah to keep a day and a half, but for his Balabatim, he didn't want to confuse them. He told him to keep 1. And what's this 1.5, or some humorously called 2.5? Like, what do you mean 2.5? So that's actually, so Rav Salvechik seems to go with 1. And then you add the second name, Chumrah, so it depends on whether you're actually putting on tefillin, davening a weekday, Shmona Esri, if you hold fundamentally, it's 1. Versus 2, Rav Shechter seems to hold with the 2 days, but he's machmir for the opinion of the Chacham Tzvi L'chumra, and therefore he do the thing, so maybe he daven, maybe he put on tefillin without a bracha, etc. You go through different things where you take the chumras of each. And in fact, Rav Shechter, who himself followed too, I remember him saying he was like once in Eretz Yisrael. He was staying actually at Rav Mordechai Green's home, who passed away. He has a place in Yerushalayim, and he said someone kept on calling him Yontif Sheni. So finally someone knocking on the door said, why don't you pick up the, open up the door? Why don't you pick up your phone? He said, I'm Yontif Sheni, I'm not picking up the phone. And whatever, they asked him a shayla. He said, like, you couldn't find any post-Kim in Eretz Israel. You had to, like, speak to me. So the point being is, so he held, he went too, but he was machmer for the Chacham Svi. And that's why as well, he used to say when he was asked a couple of different shaylas, but they say, so we're, let's say you're going to go, let's say somebody asked their Rav and they're going to keep one day, or you're going to be with the Israelis, whatever the case may be, and you're not going to be able to find, no one else is keeping Yontif Sheni there, so he thought under certain situations you could follow the Chacham Svi. Because you go with the Rav, it's like you have a Machlokes Beis Hillel versus Beis Shammai. So obviously they argue, but when Beis Hillel was with Beis Shammai, or Beis Shammai, they went with each other. It wasn't supposed to go to do. So he says, in a case, we have all the people coming, the visitors coming to the hotel, and they're all keeping one thing. So therefore, he said, maybe better to keep one thing. Rav Kook was very strong on one day. He made some visitors wanted to have a Seder Pesach Sheni. He was against. They told him no. So they figured they'll get someone, one of his students who needed the money, and they got him to give the Ashkach, and then they told Rav Kook found out, so he told them he had them play music in the lobby on the second day just to show his Shita. So either way, so that's a debate, whether it's Yontif Rishon, Yontif, how many days to keep. One, 1.5, two, or 2.5. And a related question, let's say I'm in Eretz Yisrael. Can I go ahead and ask an Israeli to do malacha for me? I don't mean a chacham tzvi, it's a real yid. So there's a Gemara in Shabbos that talks about that people have the fields, that both are out of the tchum. But my friend's inside the tchum of my field, and I'm inside the tchum of his field. So the question was, could I get him to do things that I could get him to do for me, and I'll do for him. So Gemara says, yes, I can take care of his stuff, he can take care of my stuff. Why? So the Rashi says, because, why not? It's Hetzegama for me. So like, the fact that he has an Issa Tchum, I don't, so it's Hetzegama for me, so it's okay. The Ran writes, since if I would have prepared my family, we could have made an heir of Tchum, since it could have been Mutter, the fact that I didn't do it, that doesn't take away from it. Or a similar shayla you make early Shabbos, and could you ask a yid to do malacha for you, or the reverse, let's say you keep Rabbeinu Tam, could you get another yid to do malacha for you? So again, so according to the Rashba, it's Hetzer Gomer, so it's Hetzer Gomer for me, it's no problem. According to the Ran, since you didn't have to accept your early Shabbos, and I'm assuming you don't have to accept the Chumrah of Rabbeinu Tam, some might think it's Meikar Adin, but if that's what it depends on, then you'd be able to get someone could do malacha for you and you could do it for them. So what about our shayla, Ben Eretz Yisrael, to do for Ben Chutz La'aretz? So according to the Rashba, since it's Hetzer Gomer for the Ben Eretz Yisrael, so it's not an issue. According to the Ran, the question is, can I become a resident of Eretz Yisrael? So if I tchum, it's easy. It didn't take much work. I could have just made an Erev Tchumen. But Rav Moshe is not so simple that I could just become a resident overnight. Or, however, in the Shmir Shabbos Kehochos, he writes, there is a concept of you could change Kedushas in the middle. You could decide to be a Ben Eretz Yisrael in the middle. So the bottom line is, some Boskim HaMachmir, Rav Asher Weiss, is better not to do it. However, the Shmir Shabbos Kehochos, he writes, Rabbi Mekilin, as Rav Shakta points out, and therefore, there's what to rely on, that you could get a Ben Eretz Yisrael to do malacha for you. I think that Poskim discussed it. I see having a brit on Yontif Sheni. So I think with Mako as well, it's a maka mitzvah. We could get an Israeli mohel to do the bris assuming it was a case where it was a case of a yantiv, it would be yantiv sheni for me, but it's kolamai for them. So they discuss a scenario like that where they would be. Poskim talk about being Mako and having the Ben Eretz Yisrael do the bris.